from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Instant Gratification Podcast. When you feel like blowing off an entire Pride 48 event, you should always check out the Instant Gratification Podcast. Check them out at itpodcast.com. And don't forget to call their voicemail line and give them holy hell for standing us up. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Instant Gratification Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. You know this is our last... Oh, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Happy Pride 48.
Happy Pride 48 weekend, Adam. Yes, and death.
You know, this is our our ultimate show.
This is our last show. This is the last show.
And you fucked it up.
I did. I fucked it up.
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. You know, one of the things that we did... In the pre-show, we did like an 11 and a half hour pre-show, which, by the way, hello everyone in the chat room. It is Pride 48 weekend. It is 6:01 p.m. And of course, that can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride 48 during the Pride 48 weekend. Adam, who do we have in the chat room here?
Oh, Lord, it's going to be a lot to read. Okay, so we've got Big Fatty, Blind Guy J, Cosmic G, CR Mags, Dead Celebrity, RT Cruiser, Donna Sugars, Good Humor Penguin, It's All About Dan, Jaded Tristan, Calvin, Carrie, K Bacon, Mr. Mike 1972, Oscar, pleased to meet you. Somebody, I can't read it. Hughes Ledge, Toppy Smelly, Turnip Head, he's always AFK. Chubb's Gone Wild, Matt, you. It's All About Me, AFK, Joe Batanch, Joe in Dallas, Mib, Montand, Mr. Mike 1972, Mr. Mike Lawson, pleased to meet you, Timmy Sims, PTMY Romo, Ricky B, Rick G, Tony Great, Bertel Borvergo, Kathy Marshall, Nowhere TJ, AFK, and Rod.
All right, Kathy Bacon, quit with the show title stuff. We have our show title. Yeah, here's my problem. And you know, I love you, Kathy Bacon. By the way, did you hear the hat and the cat this morning?
Why are you asking me that? I was
you
at
just,
church.
Just say
I
yes.
told
just,
you that.
Just say yes.
Yes.
It was fabulous.
I have it recorded.
Right. So I was listening to the Cat in the Hat show this morning and everything. But here's the thing: is like when you spam the chat room. I just found out that the Blind Guy Jay has his screen reader software actually working with our chat room. So every time you do that now, he's just getting a whole big, you know, like, so he's not only trying to listen to our stream, but now he's listening to things that are written in the chat room, which is just, you know, it's got to be a lot of him, you know, a lot of work for him to be hearing all of these things that are in the...
And I am a whore.
Completely screwed that up. It's got to be really hard for him to be, you know, listening to the stream and to
in
the...
Big Fatty Sling tonight as he plays puppet theater.
Let me do that again.
My name is Tristan and I am a whore. I want to be in Big Fatty Sling tonight as he plays puppet theater.
Anyway, I'm sure that something like that is going on in the chat room. I have no idea what that was supposed to... I have already fucked this show up.
Well, it depends. You know, we have a plethora, and I know we're not talking about the weekend, but we have a plethora of shows because you go from, like, you know, a show like the new show that was on, Go Big or Go Home, where all they talked about was, like, fucking the whole show. And then you go to, like, Greetings from Nowhere.
Right, where they talked about Jesus.
We have everything that you could possibly want, and that's all I'm going to say.
Can you edit out all those fuck-ups when you finally
sure.
post this?
You're right. Exactly. I'll make it sound perfect.
Excellent. You know what? We do have a lot of business to cover on this show. Before we get there, I guess we have to get into this. Hello.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Daddy Dave calling to tell you that Casey Kasem from America's Top 40 has passed away at 89.
Yes.
He's dead.
What is Casey Kasem famous? What is his tagline or his
whatever
you call
it? I'll tell you this right now. You know what, Daddy Dave? Here's your long distance dedication.
Okay, there you go. So that was Daddy Dave. Oh, so I just wanted to say, to celebrate Casey Kasem's death. No, to celebrate the fact that this is our ultimate show before we go on hiatus until Pride 48.
Yes.
Everyone who calls in today is going to automatically win a dollar added to the pot.
Well, so that's misleading. They're going to automatically win an entry into the contest.
Right.
And $1.
They're going to automatically be entered. I decided on my very own because we're not at very much compared to what we were last year.
Right.
So to celebrate Pride, you're all getting entries.
Well,
every
congratulations. Happy Pride Day, everyone. You know, we've had a lot of new shows on this weekend, and one of them this morning was the 5x5. Did you catch them? Just say yes.
Yes.
All right. So I was listening to the 5x5 this morning, and he brought up something about the... by the way, I felt so bad for him, because do you remember the very first time that you did the live thing and you had the chat room, and it's like... You know, Maddie would get distracted by the chat room, and so
who the hell is that?
No. So he was like, the poor guy. He was, you know, the chat room, especially on Pride 48 weekend, is just filled with people, right? And there's lots of stuff going through, you know, things that are happening there in the chat room that you may
my
not
name
know,
is Tristan,
you know,
and I am
might
a
not
whore.
Know what they are. That
I want to be in
you know.
Big Fatty Sling tonight. As he plays puppet
but
theater.
What he was doing is he was just not answering. He was answering people in the chat room without saying what it was. So I felt bad for him, because he was just, you know, getting pulled all over the place with his thoughts. You know what I'm saying? But
you
one
know,
thing,
hell, when we have like three people in the chat room on our normal night, it's still distracting.
Right.
It is an acquired art form, or whatever you want to say. I do want to say he's on. I believe is his name David.
Yes.
His name. He is on iHeartRadio.
He is. He's also on Spreaker. But here's the thing that he brought up is this term that I'd never heard before called fapspronaut. Have you heard of this?
Well, I heard about it today when he brought it up.
Right, exactly. But apparently there's this whole movement, which I don't know how much of a movement it is, but it's called NoFap. So this is kind of like, so what it is it's a movement where people abstain from PMO. Do you know what PMO is, Adam?
You're asking me a lot of questions.
That is porn, masturbation, and orgasm. So these are people that are abstaining from pornography, masturbation, and orgasm.
Why?
And they claim, I'm very glad that you asked that, because I have the reasons why right here. They claim that it has often resulted in recovery from porn-induced sexual dysfunction. It results in increased self-control. It results in more free hard drive space.
Okay. That's a weird one.
Right. It results in more free time. And it, let's see, finally, they claim that it results in an improved attitude.
You know, my Baptist minister, mm-hmm. who I just heard speak to us this morning, would probably be all for the PMO movement.
I just don't get it. It's like, you know, masturbation is this great thing. And now these people are trying to, like, you know, trying to take that away. But I mean, they're not like being militant no fappers, right? They're not like being militant fapsprenauts or whatever the fuck that, you know, the term is there. But what there's a lot of parallels going to be driven here, because, you know, you and I are going on hiatus until September. So just really think of this.
Masturbating.
No. Just really think of it more as like, you know, the NoFap challenge, like a 90-day NoFap challenge. So you're going to be, abstaining from Daniel and Adam, you know, for 90 days. And you may have, you know, increased self-control and more hard drive space and more free time and an improved attitude. I think everything there, we tick off every single one of those boxes except recovery from porn-induced sexual dysfunction, which we wholeheartedly endorse.
Well, that's all true, yes. But I was going to say, what I'm going to be doing on Tuesday night, when do we, is it Tuesday night? How do you want me to say it? Is that when we normally record the second day of the week? Anyway, I'm going
Adam
to be,
says
I'm,
Tuesday.
Know.
What?
So, it's a coincidence that you brought this up and, you know, the masturbating and our hiatus and all kind of brought it together and tied it together, because my plan was to get online and masturbate instead of us recording. So,
wow.
You know.
That's absolutely amazing that you could do that. Let's find out what obscure person, it doesn't matter if, apparently how fucking obscure it is, you're going to win an entry. But let's find out who the next one is. Yes, hello.
Oh, guys. Martha Heyer, H-Y-E-R, tied. She's to be in programs with Frank Sinatra and Humphrey Bogart. She was 89. That's a long time of life. But she's not living anymore.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't even tell us your name, Kathy Bacon.
See, Kathy Bacon is just like, you didn't tell us your name. No, I'm kidding.
And I know that's Kathy Bacon, because now I have the computer script that I was telling everyone about right. that has, and I have a database of names and phone numbers. So if you've called me once and given me your name, I know you.
And we're going to now sell that list to telemarketers and make our millions.
Right.
That was our goal all along. Yeah, so it was like apparently Frank Sinatra's production assistant died or something like that. I don't even
know. I love how she spelled it. If you have to spell it, it normally would not qualify. But today is a special day.
Yeah. You have to sell it.
So there you go.
You know, did you listen to the pod as my co-pilot folks this morning? Just say yes.
Yes, I've listened to everyone. Oops, I had myself muted. Yes. Yes.
I love that Taffy's favorite, one of her favorite Pride 48 moments was the Daniel Brewer's weird goat thing, which is exactly what she said. The weird goat thing. And it's like, I don't necessarily know what that means, the weird goat.
Well, as is a meme with Adam and Daniel, I will say, that was my idea.
Right. But you didn't make the artwork, which I forgot to scan in, but this is the card that Gus Chad made for us, the goat card. With the
Yeah, you showed me. It has a fabulous goat on the front, and it has some minions.
And
yep.
Stop it.
All right.
And you guys don't even know this, but he held the goat card up to the microphone, and that was the actual goat.
It was
from the card singing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. It's never not funny, by the way.
That's what I hear. That's what I read.
Excellent. So, anything else going on in your life? Right? What do you got planned other than masturbating? What do you have planned for our big hiatus?
Well, nothing happened. My grandmother had a stroke. And that's not funny, but I just want everyone to know she's okay.
No, but you just got finished talking about masturbation, and now you said stroke, and it just, my brain went there, and I'm sorry.
She didn't remember who my mom was for about half a day, but she's better now. But, I don't have a lot of plans. I want to devote some time to learning, to doing some more video podcasting stuff, although it probably will not happen because I am a procrastinator. But I want to do that. Mark and I are going on that trip to South Dakota, you know.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to meet up with Kathy Bacon for your big... are you going to audio boo your vacation? Or maybe you can be a guest on the Mayo cast.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think she'll be doing a Mayo cast from Rapid City. She doesn't live there. She'll also be traveling. And then I'm going to Washington in August to see my grandparents. So that's it.
Aww.
And you're reading the chat room.
I am. Blind Guy Jay wants the goat to die. Aw, poor little.
What are you doing for our hiatus?
Well, you know, Adam, I'm glad you asked. You know, for our
you're going to do five other podcasts
right.
without me. That's
Curtis,
what you're going to do.
Curtis from Game Night Guys and I, we have a whole bunch of podcasts lined up that we're going to be doing. Yeah, so Curtis and I are actually going to do a podcast about people who take hiatuses on their podcast. It's called The Hiatacast, and so we're going to be doing that. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to. I'm in the technical alpha for World of Warcraft, the Warlords of Draenor. So I've been playing that. I'm still doing the Walkahol podcast with Gene, but that's only every other week. I'm doing Pop Tarts with Mark from the It's All About Me podcast. By the way, I don't know. There was like this theme this year on Pride 48. I don't know if you picked up on it or not. All of the fucking train wrecks were Friday night. And did you pick up on that? It's just like one right after the other. You had Fatty train wrecked right into Toppy Smelly, which derailed right into Cocktails and Cream Puffs. And then It's All About Me. It was just a god-awful opening. I don't know who made the schedule, but that was just a god-awful decision to do that.
I know the opening show. I was sitting there till the last minute trying to get that opening song actually like done. I had written lyrics or whatever it was. I'd written the announcement part that I was doing. I wrote out the script. I picked I really liked the Johnny Carson theme, so I did that. I edited, added a little reverb, did all this stuff. And then I had one that I had sent to Big Fatty to listen to, and I said, hey, listen to this and tell me what you think. And he said, hey, the music's a little too loud, and if you could bump up the level. So I had done that. And then I'm up, like I always am, I'm going till the last minute.
Yes.
Right before. And then I realize I can't get the one that was correct to play on the machine that I needed it to play on for it to broadcast through Edcast. So I ended up 30 seconds before having to plug my phone into the mixer, pull up an email that I had sent to Big Fatty, and play the file from my email, and it was the wrong one.
Right. The Donna Sugars is pointing out that she also was on the stream late on Friday night reading erotica. So she was reading erotica on the stream. didn't. I heard that it was going on, but actually I had gotten pulled into a hangout with Auntie Vera, Charles, and Hooch at that point in time. So I was talking to them. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I name drop? Didn't mean to. The other thing is It's All About Me. Dan says that I'm dead. You know what, Dan? You were the bright spot on the Friday evening. It was Mark and Ed really that fucked it up. You, sir, were the shining bright spot in the on the Friday night lineup. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, and I saw that you got pulled into a chat with Auntie Vera because I believe Auntie Vera said, "Hey, who's in charge of this entire thing? And what does Daniel do right away? Oh, that would be me." No. Oh, you know.
I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry. We're getting interrupted here by the phone. Let me just answer that really quick. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yeah.
Jim Keys, the lead singer of Australia's legendary Masters Apprentices,
oh, God.
Dead at 67. Now, I know you'll probably just, you know, ignore this one, but after you gave Liam... Doc Nathan.
I don't know that.
I don't think you'll have a leg to stand on.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I don't know that you can actually use the words legendary and Australian group in the same sentence and really be taken seriously. But, you know, because Adam has dictated that today is free money day, I guess we're going to get
it
right
is.
There.
The, it is.
Free entry into the death phone. By the way, don't start calling us now and trying to get your entries in. We've already shut down the phone lines. Just saying.
Operators are not standing by.
People are going, yeah, I'd like to report that my aunt Susie has died, and she's going to.
Yeah, Big Fatty will be reading the obits.
Oh, Clara has died. You know what I was going to say before I got sidetracked earlier was we did an 11 and a half hour pre-show, which was pre-recorded, so we didn't actually record for 11 and a half hours.
Yes.
We replayed a bunch of things, and we did kind of that, you know, hosting thing where we kind of, you know, oh, this is what you're going to hear. And, you know, so we introduced the numbers as they went along. And it was a bunch of replays of the opening. But when you finally got to the last couple of hours of that pre-show, which was the replaying of all the skits that we had done, the opening skits for the previous Pride 48, there was a recurring theme in there. I don't know if you noticed it or not, because I, you know, I was there for all the scripts. I've heard them multiple times. And it wasn't until this, just the other day, that I heard them in order like that. And there's a very disturbing theme.
They weren't in order.
No, but I'm just saying that heard them back to back like that. But there's a very disturbing theme there, which is that for some reason, I'm always required to do a bad Big Fatty impersonation on the opening skits. It's like every single year, I do a bad Big Fatty impersonation on the opening skit.
Yes, that is a recurring theme, but I think that's a recurring theme for like every podcast at some point in their show. They have to do some kind of Big Fatty impersonation. Right. You do it on DI Plus too, so... It's not just the opening shows.
You just sucked the life out of that comment, Adam. You just completely ruined the show.
There are lots of recurring themes, like me being a slut.
Right,
and melons.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, right. Where do people get these things from?
I have no idea. They get anything. Oh. Wow. All right.
I'm going to get ready to type here. Who is it?
Well, you'll never guess.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I've probably missed this one because it happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Eric Hill, creator of Spot the Dog, dead at 86.
Jesus Christ.
Hi.
The creator of Spot the Dog? Or did he say Sloppy Dog? Because I could not understand
Spot the Dog, but what Spot the Dog? Like from the book? Like when I was in kindergarten, we had this book that we read, See Jane Run, See Jill Run, See Spot Run.
Yeah, maybe he
was
created that.
Was it that Spot?
I'm pretty sure.
Did he run?
But he used the Australian version of it, so it was, he ran the other way. Oh, right. See, it was the Coriolis effect joke. Oh, wow, that was really bad. All right, happy Pride weekend, everybody. Do I have to play the rest of these? Can we play them on the end of the song and we'll just acknowledge who? Because I don't even recognize any of these names.
I think we should play them because, you know, it's our last show. People want to hear the death phone calls.
All right,
you have to play them all at once, though.
Here we go. Well, you know, there's a lot of them.
Hey, Celebrity Deathline. I'm just calling to let you know that Chuck Knoll, who's a four-time Super Bowl winner, has died at the age of 82. This is a satyr, and I'm playing cards against humanity.
I have no idea who that is. But
that's,
congratulations.
What? The fun thing about that was that I was actually playing Cards Against Humanity with him, and he made that call. I actually heard him make that call. I didn't know what he was doing because I couldn't hear the voicemail. So I was just, there you go. I thought maybe he was calling another, you know, death line somewhere. You know, you can never really tell. Let's see. I want to do this and I want to do that. What is our time? 6:20?
Yep.
Let's do this.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it,
AI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Catching Up with Joe and Mike. When you need to know something about technology, they'll call you off air and then talk about it on their next show.
You know, have I said this before? I may have said this, but I'm going to say it again. How arrogant to have a contest where the prize is that you get the whatever, you get the privilege, the honor,
yes.
The honor of catching up with them, of
right.
having a phone conversation mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. I've probably said that before, but there you go.
And then they're not actually going to play the conversation that they had. They're just going to talk about it. So they're going to leave you out of it because you're not important enough to be included in the conversation that they're going to have about it. They're going to be, yeah, we talked to a young peon, you know, Bob, who won
right.
the contest. He talked about some boring stuff and everything, but I was great on that conversation. I really was, you know. And then Mike Lawson would be like, yeah, he was really nice, and he's very, very, he's a very nice listener, and we love him. And it's they probably don't even talk to them. They probably are just lying.
It saves money. You know, I still don't know what Joe Batance does for a living, other than like sit at home and make sandwiches for his mother. So, I mean, maybe, you know, he has to save money. They can't offer cash prizes because,
exactly.
you know, they're having to save money. So
I think anyway. He's a telemarketer. And what he does is he actually bilks these people into thinking it's a contest. He's really just trying to sell them timeshares or something. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And that's why we don't get to hear the conversation, because it's just, you know, basically a big timeshare scam. Anyway, you know what? We're here in the tech segment, and we've had a request that came in from one of our loyal listeners, Q Sledge, who, by the way, did our artwork, which we deeply appreciate, and has done
yes.
a lot of the artwork for Pride 48 over there. But Q Sledge wanted to know about the Amazon Music, the new Amazon Music thing that just happened, as well as the new Amazon phone, and those are the two things he wanted to do. Now, I was there. I watched the little dog and pony show for the Amazon phone. Did you? The music thing was just kind of like this announcement they made 2 days before. Like, oh yeah, by the way, we have music.
I actually did not, because I'm behind on my podcast because I've been working on a special project,
right?
That I will mention later.
We will.
And I did not get to. Unfortunately, I know they announced a new phone, and that is all I know.
So they announced a new streaming music service, and it's okay. I'm hoping they're going to pick it up. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, so if you already pay the $99 a year, you now have access to, you know, their music. So it's like unlimited streaming music from their catalog. Their catalog is not that impressive, but if they have stuff on there that you like, it is certainly a much more economical, you know, choice than, let's say, Google Play, which is $7.99 a month, or Spotify, which you can pay for a month. I'm not a huge music listener. I listen to podcasts more than I listen to music, like when I'm traveling. So it really,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, it doesn't really impress me one way or the other. I did not check to see whether they had the Dora birthday song. If they had the Dora birthday song, I may just drop the Google Play, because I only pay the $7.99 a month to have the Dora birthday song.
You know, you could download that, like pay 99.
I know, I could. I know, but that would require too much work. Instead, I can pay the $7.99 a month, and it is always there for me.
You know,
what
I should
ask
Mark
and Ed. What if I buy
Mark
it and download it and I forget it? Well, ask Mark and Ed what?
I should ask Mark and Ed if Amazon has Mariah Carey music, because they would know. You know, they are big fans of Mariah Carey over there. It's All About Me.
They are.
And I bet they could tell me.
They are. All About Dan is saying, just turn on a radio. I don't even own a radio. What is this, 1982? I don't own a radio. What was I going to say? Oh, so the Amazon music thing is just, it's added directly to your Amazon Prime. So you don't buy that separately. It's just kind of built in, kind of like the video streaming is already built into your Amazon Prime, which, in fairness, you know, when they started the video streaming on Amazon Prime, they had a really crappy selection, but they have been building that collection over the past couple of years. Like, all the Stargates have now moved from Netflix over to Amazon Prime. A lot of the other science fiction shows that I like to watch, they have built up a nice little impressive catalog over there on Amazon streaming. And Amazon streaming is actually quite nice. Also, it's not blocked at work. So when I'm sitting yeah. eating lunch at my desk and want to watch Stargate, you know, I don't have to use some kind of weird workaround to bring up Netflix, which is blocked. Instead, I can bring up Amazon and watch it there.
I forgot. Dan posted some hideous picture, I'm sure, in the chat room, and I can't see it because it's like a broken link. And I was going to say something and I forgot. So go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was the new phone that they released is, I'm not entirely sure who the market is for this phone. It's a decent spec'd phone, right? It has a quad core in it. It has a 4.7 inch screen. You know, it's a 1020 screen. It's you know, it's got a really, it's got a 10 megapixel camera on it. You know, it seems like spec wise, it's really nice. It's got, you know, plenty of RAM, plenty of space. But it's an AT&T exclusive. It doesn't actually run Android. It runs their Fire OS, which is based off of the open source Android, so it doesn't have any of the Google services on it. So any of the things that you know and love Android for, right, the easy integration with, you know, Google Photos and with Hangouts and with, you know, Gmail and Google Maps and navigation and Google Now, none of that stuff is there. So it's just, you know, baseline Android, and you have to use the Amazon App Store, you have to use the Amazon. So I'm not really sure what it is that they're marketing this phone to, like who it is that's like just dying to have this phone. One of the things that they have on there that they've been touting is this new button on the side of it that will, you know, take a picture of whatever you're looking at, and it will, you know, link you to the place where you can buy it, presumably at Amazon, right? So you can take a pic, what is that? And it will figure out what it is you're taking a picture of and take it. But there's already apps that do that. I don't need to buy a phone to do that, right? I can download the Amazon app on iOS or Android and take a photo of anything, and within 30 seconds they will, you know, send a thing back going like, oh yeah, that's a you know, a 1922 silver pot, and here's somebody on Amazon that sells it. So I don't know exactly what this phone is supposed to be. I mean, some of the things that they added onto it were just ridiculous. They had an exclusive Eric Cantor themed emojis that are on it. You know, I guess for the over 40 political crowd. Interesting enough, the Canadian version of it actually comes with Margaret Atwood emojis. It has a mint coating on it, which, you know, in case you get hungry,
If you lick it?
Yeah, it tastes like
you
mint.
You can like freshen your breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what?
Right. I don't know. They have actually replaced the dialing 911. It just takes you directly to the Amazon homepage, which, you know, I'm not really sure. You know,
do they? No, I was going to ask. Do they have that? What's it called? Where you hit a button and it like connects you to that woman?
Mayday. Yes, they have the Mayday thing. Right. It actually, this one is replaced. It actually just calls the BFO for you. So it's
Well, that's nice.
The thing is once again,
I remember what I was going to say.
Well, wait. Once again, the tech journalism industry, which is just god awful, and I have railed against them many, many times at how just completely unknowledgeable about technology any of these people are. They have just been printing headlines for the last week, you know, like Amazon is, you know, killing the market now. They're going to, you know, they've set up their thing. They're going to take over. And it's like, I don't see this doing well at all. I do not see this Amazon phone doing all, you know, the Fire TV that they just came out with about a couple of months ago has amazing specs and the thing works really, really well. But you already have a really crowded market with Chromecast, Roku, you know, the Xbox that has all those same streaming services built into it. I just don't see the appeal here. I don't see why people are going to be lining up to get it. I don't see what itch this particular phone is meant to scratch. And that's what I had to say about a Q-Sledge. So, you know, save your money. Also, really fucking expensive. $799 for, $749 for the 32 gig off contract.
Yeah, I was going to say, first of all, I wonder if you know, a year from now, on when we listen to Auntie Vera Charles, if when we get to the streaming section of the program where he talks about what he's streaming, it's going to be Amazon streaming, Amazon streaming, Amazon streaming, you know, or something like that. But the other thing...
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, we had a lot of phone
calls. Whoever that is not getting an entry.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Cruz of the Islamic Death Phone. I'm going to try and take up your whole hour for the Prime 48.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Barry Moss.
Barry Moss.
American stage and television casting director.
Can you spell that?
At 74. Why does this matter, you should ask?
Yeah, why does that matter?
Well,
I'm asking.
He was responsible for casting the Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show with Felicia Rashad.
Directly responsible for Felicia Rashad's stardom.
Excellent.
Bye.
Anyone.
Yay.
Anyone who helped Felicia Rashad's career.
I think we should, you know, give him $5 for that one, actually.
You know,
Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, give him a single entry, but yes, bump the pot up by $5 for that one, because Felicia, you know, it is Felicia Rashad Appreciation Month. I don't know if you knew that.
It is.
Now, the folks over at Squarespace like tried to, like, you know, degrade it down to an hour, but no. We are a classy show here. We are neither misogynistic nor racist. We will give her the entire month that she so richly deserves.
Have you ever heard the University of Phoenix ads on television? I think Felicia Rashad, or Felicia, or however you say her name, I think she does the voice. I think she is the voice of University of Phoenix.
Let's see. You know, if only there was some kind of interconnected system of computers whereby we could, you know, I don't know, play a University of Phoenix commercial.
At University of Phoenix, your education is built to help move your career forward.
Here, no, that is not Felicia Rashad.
Not that one. It was a different one. Maybe she's not the voice of... There is a commercial that comes on television where they talk about all the famous people who have... And they show a wall of photos of all these people who have University of Phoenix. And she talks... I don't know. I swear it's her, but... It's okay.
Excellent. How I think I can do that. I think I can ask Kathy Bacon. Let's see. We haven't done that in a while. It's like, okay, Kathy Bacon, does Felicia Rashad do the voice of the University of Phoenix commercial?
Kathy Bacon will not know that.
Really? Yeah, you're right. I don't even know what you're talking about. Hold on. Wait, no, like... no. Second link. Second link here. A question that came into the tabloid TV Q&A. A question. Is the advertisement of University of Phoenix, is that Felicia Rashad doing the narration? Answer, yes, it is. Tony Award-winning Broadway star and, of course, Emmy-nominated Cosby Show star Felicia Rashad has found the time between stage and TV commitments to do commercial voiceovers, including the most recently a series of ads for the University of Phoenix.
Okay, well, there you go.
Sure.
So I guess, Ed and Mark, do not attend University of Phoenix or recommend it to anyone else because it is tainted.
Right. Excellent. So let's see. I believe we had something else in the old technology segment here. I believe this comes in the form of a voicemail. Let's listen to that, shall we?
Okay, this is a tech question.
Yes.
And my question is, so it's so funny. The other day I was listening to Brian.
That sounds like a statement, really.
Curtis, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, she never identifies herself. Like, everybody's just supposed to know who she is. So maybe it was not Ned. But anyway, either way, everybody knows who it is. And new listeners, so anyway, here's a question. My daughter plays Sims, and she wants to record them and upload them to, and I kind of asked this in the chat room last week, but I couldn't get your attention or you were ignoring me. Okay, so Meg's was trying to help me or whatever, but I really could use like a little verbal help here. So she wants to record herself playing and then she wants to upload it to YouTube. So the son says use OBS, BOS, SLB, I don't know, can't remember what the name of it is called, but anyway, he said use that. Okay, so I bought her a laptop specifically just for her to play this game. Like, how stupid am I? But anyway, nonetheless, I do not want to limit her learning abilities with computers. And I'm just like, hello. I mean, she's like the queen of minds or whatever, you know. And she loves, what's his name?
Is it Taylor? Taylor who?
I can't remember his name. She just likes so many people. But anyway,
Taylor Lautner?
Discuss.
Software to use to record your game playing to load to YouTube and and any help that I don't want to ruin Adam's vacation.
Yes.
It's bad enough it's ruined because I'm going to be there stalking him. Admittance.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. She says in the chat room, Taylor Oakley. She means Tyler Oakley.
Oh, the gay YouTube guy.
All right, with the lisp. Here's the thing. All right, so The Sims, if she just wants to record stuff that she's playing on The Sims and then upload it to YouTube, it's really, really easy in The Sims 3. Actually, in The Sims 4, it's actually going to be built directly into the game. But in The Sims 3, there is a video feature. You can just record it. It puts it onto your hard drive, and then you just turn around and upload that video to YouTube. If she's trying to upload her live playing the game, like in other words, to do... you know, live streaming while she's playing the video game, which a lot of people do, then she needs to go over to twitch.tv, which used to be a part of Justin TV, which now broken off. But twitch.tv actually provides a lot of links for live streaming video games that you're playing. And you'll find there's a couple of add-ons that you're going to have to download and put on your machine that will actually intercept the video card and then, you know, compress it and send it up to the stream. But you can do it that way. So hopefully that will help you.
Yes.
The Sims 4, by the way, which is coming out in November, looks like they're going to integrate a lot of that stuff into it. So,
you know, I want to bring one other tech thing up, and I'll figure it out. You don't have to tell me, but I just want to say I'm very annoyed because Chrome, they decided to disable extensions that are not in the Chrome store. And there was this extension that was not in the Chrome store called YouTube Center that would allow you to download, and it allows you to do all these things with YouTube, like keep it from auto-playing, and you can set the screen size, and you can also download, like, as MP3 and stuff like that I would use on the show. So I thought, oh, this is great. So I installed it manually. Well, not only does Chrome give you a message saying, hey, this could be malicious, it's not in the Chrome store or whatever, they automatically disable it and will not let you re-enable the extension.
Wow. So what you're saying is that the company that wrote the browser that you're using will not let you run an add-on in there that basically strips advertisements out of one of their primary sources of income. Really? I find that shocking.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
I really find that shocking that they would do that. That seems really...
No. The point is they do that with any extension, not just that one. Any extension that is not in the Chrome store,
then why don't these people put them in the Chrome store? You know, it costs almost nothing to put it in there. It's a one-time $25 fee to be a Google developer, and then you can put things in the Chrome store forever. It's like, it's really...
And I'm not trying to remove ads.
Okay, whatever.
I'm leaving them.
Yeah, hi guys. American composer, Johnny Mann, dead at 85.
Johnny Mann.
Most famous for the song Up, Up and Away, which, if you ask Big Fatty, he'll remember as the jingle for the 1970s ads for TWA. Bye.
He would remember it as what? The I'm assuming it's this one.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful?
Assuming that. So this dude. You know, that song was recorded by the Fifth Dimension. I don't know if you knew that or not.
The song sounds familiar, but I don't know.
You probably would recognize it from the 1972 Australian commercial for TWA or some fuck.
Maybe so. Because that's what I was doing in 1972, watching Australian commercials.
Well, you know, I think it was the Olivia Newton-John craze that was sweeping the nation, and we all decided, you know, that'd be a really good thing for us to do, is to watch, you know, Olivia Newton-John. To watch Australia. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I really don't, and it's sad. I used to know how to do this show. You know, I should take a break. I should take
You should.
A hiatus.
Hey, why don't you take 2 months off?
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
I did it out of order. I will get it.
Don't try to trick me.
I'm not.
I know how you are.
Okay. Ah, la, la. Sorry.
So you will not know this, but I had to do this person.
All right, excellent.
So,
actually, I have the entire internet at my disposal. I'm sure that I will be able to figure out whatever it is.
All right. So I have two for this one. So if you don't know it after the first one, I will play a second one.
Got it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We are a collection
of
smalls.
My God. I'm going to play an ad first.
It's Felicia Rashad. Felicia Rashad from the University of Phoenix.
Here we go.
Oh, so.
All night. What? Yeah, and what to call work, digging in the dirt, got to get it in the ground.
You're right. I have no idea who that is.
And your four-wheel drive.
I had it queued up to the right spot.
No idea.
And
no idea.
Google completely messed it up.
All right, fine.
The name of the song is Boys Round Here.
Okay. Boys
anyway,
Round Here. Is it Roy Clark?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I'll give you, it's a country singer, so I'll give you
right.
this other one. And
Toppy
you
Smelly,
should
that,
get it.
Toppy Smelly, that means your next guest should not be Buck Owens. All right, go ahead, please.
So here we go.
Now this is the theme to The Voice, so it
yes,
must
it
be
is.
Country Judge Blake Shelton.
It is. It is Blake Shelton. And I'm really pissed because I had it queued to the exact. I use that T equals 0 minutes, whatever, with
mm-hmm.
the URL,
mm-hmm.
and because it put the advertisement back in there, it messed me up. Anyway, Blake Shelton is 38 years old.
38 years young.
We don't have
older than that.
Kathy Bacon thought I was saying he was dead for some. We don't play theme songs for dead people, right. Kathy Bacon.
Right. By the way, we have less than 20 minutes. Let's move. Oh, dear God. It's Family Ties.
Okay, it's Pride Month. And this is Pride 48. I had to do this one.
You know, I bet we've been together for a million years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Is it Meredith Baxter Burney?
It is Meredith Baxter, yes.
The tireless LGBT advocate and close personal friend of Mike Lawson.
She's a lesbian, and she's 67 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were two Family Ties birthdays, but I'm not doing the other one because he is not a lesbian.
So, oh, Kirk Cameron? You know, I heard he was related to...
Kirk Cameron is not on that show. It's Michael J. Fox.
Oh, Michael J. Fox. Oh, yeah. I think doing his would be a bit shaky. Anyway, let's go ahead. What's our next one?
All right, here's the next one. I think this might be a gay singer. Not that this person is gay, but that... I don't know. I'm going to play it.
Dreamer. I must be dreaming, or am I reading?
It sounds like a soundtrack to some ride at Epcot. It's like into the future. I was thinking that, but I'm going to go ahead and go with the chat room here. Is it Anne Murray?
It is Anne Murray. Okay. I don't know. I thought she's got to be some kind of gay icon. She's, I don't know, but maybe not. I could be completely wrong. Anyway, Anne Murray.
Sater69 says it is indeed a ride at the Canadian Pavilion at Epcot. Yes.
She's before my time, but she is 69 years old.
69 years young. Excellent.
All right, here's the next one. We got two more.
Two more, so this would be the penultimate. This would be the penultimate one.
I don't know those words. This will be the iconoclastic. Okay, here we go.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a
no idea.
Fucking awesome.
No idea. Walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. No idea. No idea. Absolutely no idea. And by the way, if Nicole from Nowhere is in the chat room, which she is not, I apologize for Adam cussing like that. But no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she's not.
I love this song.
She's not there. She's not there.
So I'll just, they have it in the chat room. So
it's Macklemore.
He says, walking in the club like I got a big cock. I love that line. Anyway, yeah, it's Thrift Shop with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. But Excellent. Yes, it is Macklemore.
Excellent. Or Ice Cube. I've heard it both ways. All right, move on. To last one.
He's 31.
31.
All right, here's the last one. I got two for this one.
Seek ye first the kingdom of his
love. Felicia Rashad?
It is. I had another one, but since you got it. But yes, it is Felicia Rashad's birthday.
Voice of an angel. Yes. Voice of an angel, Felicia Rashad.
Anyway, she is 66 years old and apparently the voice of the University of Phoenix, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Happy birthday to everyone.
Happy birthday to each and every freaking one of you from us to you. The news.
All right, so I'll quickly go through these because we're running out of time.
We are.
Police at this place in Maryland say a woman's body was found in a car that had been parked on a department store parking lot, Walmart, for 3 weeks. The News Journal of Wilmington, Delaware, says that the body was found about 3 p.m. on Thursday.
Yes.
He says a groundskeeper at Walmart detected a foul odor and told the managers to call the police.
But it was a Walmart parking lot. How would he have known that it was a foul odor, really? I mean, isn't that like normal for a Walmart parking lot?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know there are always lots of cars in the Walmart parking lot. So, and they even let, if you go to the right Walmart, if you're in an RV or something, they'll let you camp there.
Right.
So you can you know, buy all your supplies.
So there it is. It's a Walmart corporate employee is now telling you folks that if you want to avoid paying for a campground, you can camp in the Walmart parking lots.
You have to call beforehand and get permission from the manager. And I'm sure they don't want you to, like, set up lawn chairs and all that kind of stuff, but you can
Do you know how much money Auntie Vera Charles could have saved if they could have just parked Vi in Walmart parking lots, like, throughout the, near some redwoods? Is there a Walmart near some redwood somewhere? They could just park that RV there and...
It is a little known fact, but that is actually allowed as long as you ask permission from the manager. Anyway, so she was decomposing for like 3 weeks in a Walmart parking lot. That was it on that one.
All right, pick one more because you can't do all three.
Oh, then which one am I going to? All right. Because it's Pride Weekend, this is not funny at all or anything like that, but I'm going to read it. Students and teachers in Vancouver, British Columbia can now use the gender-neutral pronouns Z, Zem, and Zir.
Wow.
Or however you say that. The move is designed to accommodate students for whom he and she does not fit or is deemed inappropriate.
Right. Z, Zim, and Zare, because it would probably replace there. Yeah.
It's taking forever for us to adopt gender-neutral pronouns, so this move is very encouraging. The best we've got at this point is they, which is obviously quite awkward. Some Swedes, for example, have started to use hen instead of han, and han... I don't know.
Yes.
And German parents can now select an indeterminate gender for their children.
It's weird because I guess they can use Z because they pronounce it as Z, the alphabet. You know, so it would not even translate over to American because we would think that it was the letter Z, but they say Z. So I guess they could do Z. You know what? I remember, this is how long this thing has been going on. I remember as a young child back in 1942 when I was in a one-room classroom that we were talking about gender-neutral pronouns then. Like in formal writing classes where you have to write something formally and you can't really, you don't know whether it's going to be a Mr. or Mrs. that writes it. I mean, that reads it, so instead of saying, dear sir or madam or whatever, that, how to use gender-neutral pronouns and stuff. So, which really just became nothing more than just pluralizing them. So, yeah, I salute them for trying this, finally, but I'm dubious as to how much it'll come. But who knows? Maybe after our 90-day break, when we show up in Vegas, we will be, addressing Z and Zem in the chat room.
You're going to be referring to me as Z.
I am. I'm going to refer to you.
Just the headline on this last one, alleged hot grits attack leads to attempted murder charges. Who knew that hot grits could be used to murder someone?
I think pretty much anyone who's ever eaten Big Fatty's cooking.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Here's the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Here's the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. Our first call comes in from some disgruntled listener that we've never actually heard from before, but let's listen to it now, shall we? Yes, hello.
Hey, fellas. It's Mike Lawson. For starters, I think we should stop saying, like, I don't think so-and-so listens to my show. I think we should always just pretend like everyone always listens to our show, because it sounds like a desperate cry for a phone call, which I'm doing right now. All that said and done, I have a bone to pick. You guys talked for like 20 minutes about this complicated Mark and Ed contest, and like, really, they could have a show about the contest they're doing on their show. The contests are so complicated and thick, and they're always doing a contest. But then 3 minutes later, you talk about Catching Up's contest, where it's very simple. You leave an iTunes review and we pull a name. Simple. And you're like, I don't get it. It's so complicated. But then you understand Mark and Ed's contest? Ridiculous. But anyway, I do listen to your show, and I hate your guts. Goodbye.
You've got it all wrong.
Yeah, we like Mark and Ed's things because they listen to us.
First of all, us mentioning that you don't listen to us is not a desperate cry for a phone call. The celebrity death phone is a desperate cry for a phone call.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, yeah.
And secondly... No, their contests are very complicated and yours are arrogant. That's the only difference between the two.
Oh, being mean to Mike.
I love you too, Mike, and I also am catching up with your show.
Are you hoping to win that particular contest? Because I don't think it's running anymore. So,
I, yeah.
By the way, they're not going to hear this. I'm pretty sure if they're anything like us, they're already like planning, they're sitting there watching their stream ready to go on. So they're probably not even hearing this. So it's
yeah, probably not.
So we can make all the Mike Lawson jokes that we want to at this point in time.
Since he listens, he'll hear it.
Right. Yeah. Because he's a dedicated listener. I'm sure he'll hear it and he'll say something to us when he sees us in Vegas. Right. So let's move on to our next phone call here, shall we? Hello.
Hey guys, it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I figured I should call and give you guys help with some content on your penultimate show. Did I use the right word?
Well, actually, now it's
Anywho, I haven't listened to the last episode yet. I don't even know if it's downloaded yet.
Right.
So I can't really comment on the episode except that I miss y'all. But my beach trip was good, if that matters at all.
Oh, it does.
And
I saw her beautiful beach picture.
Pop-Tarts, because that downloaded, so I don't know if you guys answered my tech question on the episode, but I figured it out. And I, so far, am loving Pride 48. I'm having it play in the background at work, and was really confused with some of the previous year's opening numbers, because, first of all, Maddie was on there, and that was confusing my head, and then Daniel was saying he loved Apple products, and that was really confusing my head. And but I texted Daniel, and I got it figured out. So life is good, I suppose. Anyhow, on my way back to work after lunch, super, super full and indigestion-y.
Indigestion-y.
This little girl that's grown inside of me always asks for Taco Bell, and every time I eat Taco Bell, I feel miserable afterwards. So
she's having a Mexican baby.
I need to stop listening to her.
I hope her husband's
Mexican. I hope Pride 48 continues to go well, and I guess I will hear from you guys in September.
Right.
Love y'all.
Yes,
bye.
You will.
Love you, Carrie, and hopefully you will have that Mexican child out of you by September. It's like, because
I hope we didn't ask her. I hope you found the birthing ball or whatever that you were looking
birthing
for.
Birthing ball. All right, we have 7 minutes left and many more phone calls to get through here. Let's move on next to the undead section of the program here. Let's go right here.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. It's TJ from Nowhere, and
it's
I'm calling in for
Mayor.
Your ultimate dubious intent show before.
Oh, shit.
Song?
Shit. Before we play TJ's, I meant to, because Carrie, in her long voicemail there, asked if she used the word penultimate right. Here's the easy way to remember this, right? So the last show that we do is you know, the ultimate show, right? So the last show. And then the one before that is called the penultimate. Just think of it like that show's younger cousin. It's like maybe 2 weeks younger, but is also gay. Let's go on to TJ here. Let's listen to that. Come on, TJ. Damn. Talk.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. It's TJ from Nowhere, and I'm calling in for your ultimate dubious intent show before hiatus. Not the penultimate, but the ultimate. And I just wanted to ask a favor of Adam. Please, 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 while you're out on your gadding about in South Dakota with the bacon,
yes,
which I envy you, that trip, yes, please do update Fatty with what you're eating and where you're traveling. But could you please just once also call Greetings from Nowhere and leave them a message, maybe the two of you together, or just you, it's fine,
you
either way, 509-731-4368, that's 509-731-4368, because I think it would be completely fabulous for the show to get a call from Nowhere, South Dakota, because if there's anywhere that's more of a nowhere than the nowhere where I lair, yeah, I did that, that rhymes,
it would be
Nowhere, South Dakota, and I think it would be fabulous. So if you have time, that'd be great. Thanks. Love you guys. See you this weekend or hear you this weekend.
Right.
Bye.
Excellent. Yeah, so there you go. You should call the Greetings from Nowhere. You know, they keep every year at Pride 48, there's like, oh, Daniel, will you come guest on our show and everything? And then they never follow up on it. They're not even in the
chat room.
They love you.
Moving right along.
They love you. I think they've even posted on Facebook before, like Adam Burns, best sound guy ever. Anyway, let's moving right along here. What do we got next?
Guys, seriously, this was just crazy. So I bought the Mailcast from GoDaddy, I think. And I bought it from GoDaddy, and I just got an email offer from GoDaddy on my work email.
Yes.
Hello, stalker much? How did that happen?
I don't know.
Is this a tech question?
No, I don't know. The hell was that? Is that you?
I don't know. I turned off notifications.
I don't have anything. Someone's making a bleep on our screen. It was only coming in through one ear, so it must be you, because I have you only in one ear.
Sorry.
All right, Kathy, I don't know how they stalk you at your thing, but you did use the word GoDaddy, I think, 5 times in a 30-second voicemail. Move on to our last voicemail here.
Hello, Sugar Plum type aces. I just wanted to call you because I'm not sure if this is contact. Perhaps I might call back for the text section later.
Yes.
Later.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, I'm just calling because I want to endorse and promote and encourage and beg if I need to, y'all to vote for TJ for Squarestown. I'm sure I got that all wrong, but anyway, for the mayor. And
I can just stop you right there. We're running late on time. She won. TJ won the mayor. So it's already mayor-elect TJ there, which, by the way, I heard that the ex-mayor Ricky Burton was having to drive the bus today, like take the bus in like shame today because he's like been kicked out of the mayor's mansion. It's just, it's really quite sad. It's very quite sad. We have three celebrity death phones to get through really quickly here. Let's go to them right now, shall we?
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Scott Messader, host of the Taylor Spear podcast.
Yes.
I'm calling the celebrity death phone because Patsy Byrne died at age 80. I know you're saying, who's Patsy Byrne?
Who's Patsy?
I wouldn't know the name either myself, but she was Nursey on Blackadder. And if you watch Blackadder, you know Nursey. Give it or not, I loved her. She made me laugh. Crazies. So this is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Excellent. And because it's Pride Weekend, you get an entry into the contest. I lost my screen. Let me go down here. Finally, I'm just going to play one of these two because we're running late. So just one of them. Here we go.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Artist Stanley Marsh III.
The third. Dead.
Now, you're probably wondering, who the hell is Stanley Marsh?
No, I was going to ask that.
But if I said the guy that created Cadillac Ranch...
I would have
died.
Yeah,
you probably know him.
No,
nope.
No fucking clue. But it's like whatever. It's just, but you know, you get the thing. You know what, Adam? This hour has just flown by. And
oh my
God,
it has.
Now we can take a nap for an hour before the closing show because there's absolutely nothing on the stream after us. I think it's just static for the next hour. So please.
Some arrogance, I don't know.
Some arrogant static is very arrogant. If static could be arrogant, that's what you'll be hearing for the next hour. But we will be back on the closing show tonight with the host of Pride 48, the fabulous and talented Miss Donna Sugars, and the rest of the Suits and Skirts. And there you go. So just so you can make a note inside your death phone there.
Right.
I decided, because I had to cut one of the voicemails out, so I decided that don't do the Jesus one. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Of course, you know, we won't get to those until September because we're out of here. By the way, our Tuesday night slot is being taken over every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. is being taken over by David at Blue Jeans Guy. So if you're listening to Pride48.com.
Brian at Blue Jeans Guy?
Yeah, Brian at Blue Jeans Guy. So if you want to, you know, check out, if you still want to do some stuff on Tuesday nights on the stream, make sure you check out David at Blue Jeans Guy in our old time slot. Other than that.
Or Brian.
Yeah. I can't. You know what? I'm going to see you in Vegas. Have a great vacation with Kathy Bacon. Take lots of photos. Make sure you call lots of other podcasts and let them, you know how you're doing and all those things.
I will do. It'll be good to see. The music's not finished yet.
I know, but now we have to do the thing. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.